Episode 2430, The Power of Conflict in Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day and happy Labor Day weekend. I hope you're enjoying some good last minute grilling. And for those of you who have been caught up in the hurricane and the floods and the aftermath of the tornadoes, please know we are praying for you. There are a lot of people hurting right now. And if you have the opportunity to serve, to donate money, to give of your time, and if nothing else at all, pray, then please do so, because we need to lift each other up. We are all one. And so I just want to put that out there, because you know what? This world is kind of crazy right now. So take a deep breath, put a smile on your face, joy in your heart. It's all about relationship builders, the power of conflict in marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Let me ask you a question. Do you think a fight can help your marriage? Now, seriously, think about that. Because believe it or not, conflict can benefit your relationships. Instead of running away from who you don't agree with, embrace the power of conflict in your marriage. Whether we want to admit it or not, there are plenty of disagreements and arguments in marriages. I've had more than my share, and I'm sure you have too. However, what I have discovered over the decades is that conflict actually can deepen a relationship and take it to the next level. You heard me right. Now, I know you might be skeptical, so I ask you to listen with an open heart and an open mind, because this might actually benefit your marriage faster than any other tools or strategies. So let's get some basics here. Conflict is part of our everyday. It's going to happen. Come on, we're going to work, right? You have tension on the road. For some people, they take it to the extreme, and that's where the term road rage came from. But you get mad, you may even yell out, you say maybe explicit words, which we will not repeat here, but you know, that's the driving experience. You could be getting ready for the day and getting the kids off to school, and there always seems to be someone yelling at someone else. And then there are pre-dinner conversations. Someone wants to be right and wants to be heard more than listening to the other point of view. Therefore, the conversation turns into a heated battle of words. These are all too familiar, because they've happened to you and me and to anybody else in a relationship. It happens. You can see it in a two-year-old. Now, they're not married, of course, but a two-year-old talking with another two-year-old or three-year-old or even up to a five-year-old, right? They're trying to communicate. And what happens is we get locked into our emotions. But what if you could take that energy that is building up and utilize it to learn more about your spouse and more specifically about yourself? How would that change not only your relationship with your spouse, but how would that change your outlook in your own marriage? Well, it's time to embrace conflict as a tool of exploration. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Embrace conflict as a tool of exploration. It's time to dig deeper. When you can lead your day in your marriage as a discovery tool, that's where the magic begins. Think back to dating. You wanted to discover more about your potential mate. You wanted to learn what makes them tick. Exploration does exactly that, all the while making way to what's possible as a couple. This is where the attraction begins. And like with any conflict, you have the tendency to fight or flee. It's a natural reaction. However, look beyond the fight or flight and freeze. This is really where the exploration begins. So you've got the attraction, but now we're getting into the exploration. When you fight, you are always defensive, no matter the position. Hear me out there. If you're fighting, when was the last time you had a disagreement or an argument? You can call it a fight, you can make it up, but if you have tension there, high energy, and you're like, right? You just get this grumble underneath you and your tone changes. That's a fight. And you're defensive. You stand in the corner and declare war. Now, you're not saying it, but that's actually what's happening inside. You're going and acting fully on your emotions, and they take over. And that is what comes out. You're not rationalizing anything. That's all fight. Now, when you flee or take flight, you are running away from what is in front of you. This is the non-confrontational stance that keeps everything compacted down. You've heard about, oh, people are suppressing things, or, oh man, things are so buried. That is what flight is all about. You don't want that confrontation. You're one who says, no, I'm just going to back away. It'll make things easier. It's all right. Now, both of these, the fight or the flight, can wreak havoc on your marriage. If you both are fighters, where do you end up as a couple? You might end up on the floor, you know, like banging it out, hitting each other. Now, I hope not. But I mean, seriously, sometimes our arguments can get really, really heated, and we can say some horrible, destructive things to our spouse. And this is the person that you vowed to live your life with till death do you part. But yet you're fighting as if death is happening right now. What if you both prefer to flee and run from confrontation? Where do you end up as a couple? Well, a lot of bottlenecks, right? Because everything is bottled up. And one day, at one moment, you light the match and it's like everything burst up into flames because you've just buried it and buried it and buried it. And it takes one little thing, and it's the end of it. It's almost as if when you flee or you fly or you take flight, you are actually creating dynamite, right? A stick of dynamite. And then all of a sudden, when that moment comes, you're lighting it and there it goes. It's all up. It's everywhere. However, what if you were to freeze? When you freeze, you shut down the fight and flight, which is your reaction mode, and you allow yourself to settle into the response mode. So you've got reaction versus response. Which one do you think is working on emotions versus one that is more rationalized and more logical? You can walk things through, right? When you are in reaction mode, you are all about emotions. But when you choose to settle into the response mode, this expands your reach beyond your emotions, which is where fight or flight leads you. So what does that really look like when you freeze? Number one, focus on what's happening within. That's all about me. Okay, not me as in me, Christiane, you as in me, okay? So you're saying, okay, me, focus on me. This is what I got to do. What am I feeling? Where is this coming from? Why am I so uptight about why he's yelling at me? I mean, really? Why are we having this discussion? Why is it? Go deeper. Peel back those layers. Number two, understand your partner's position. This is the you part. The you is the spouse, right? Your spouse. What is he saying? Is it a valid reason? Whether you agree or not, is it a valid reason? Because it's all about understanding. Everybody wants to be heard. Imagine if we all were given the opportunity, if we respected each other and were tolerant with what other people desire too. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to do what your spouse wants you to. That doesn't mean that they win, so to speak. Because remember, when you're in the fight mode, oh, it's all about winning. Come on, bring it on, right? You're like, come on, I got this. The flight one is like, well, I really don't feel like it today. I'm just going to back away and it'll just go away and all will be fine. Until that one moment happens, right? And you've got the stick of dynamite. But when you take your freeze moments, you're like, all right, stop, hold on, back away. Let me gather myself. What is really happening within me? And when you do this and you're starting this process, you got to tell your spouse, I need to step away because I'm going to say something. I'm going to go too far. And right now, I don't want to react. I want to respond to you. I want to respect who you are as my spouse, and I want to walk myself through this. So let me go gather my thoughts, and let's come to the back to this at another time. And don't run away from it, but definitely come back to it. But then you go through these three steps. Number one, you focus on the me part, right? What's happening with me? Number two, understand your spouse's position. It's the you part. That doesn't mean you have to agree with it. That doesn't mean you're accepting of it. It means that you are listening. You're giving them space. And finally, number three, create a conclusion within your companionship. That's where the two of you come back together. It's the we part. And you say, okay, I get this. I can understand. I don't necessarily agree with you, but what if we look at it this way too? Okay, I can see this. And you come to a conclusion. Maybe there is compromise within the companionship of the we. But it allows you to respond. It's not about reacting. As you begin to embrace conflict, not as an enemy, but as a tool, that's where your emotions will take a back seat as you take the helm. And that's where you want to be. That's where you got to be when it comes to your marriage. And I'm not saying that you're in control, understand, but you're in control of whom? Yourself. You're not reacting anymore. You're responding. So let conflict in your marriage be a reason in this season to shine a light on your commitment to growing individually and as a couple. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed, happy holiday weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.